And welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for December 2nd, 2013. Well, this week, we're going to discuss the top 10 paranormal news stories of 2013. Well, not all of them, but we're going to reveal number 10 and number 9. In the subsequent weeks, December 9th, 16th, 23rd, and 30th, we're going to reveal two more each week until we hit the end of the month. And on December 30th, we'll reveal number 2 and the number 1 top 10 paranormal news story of 2013. I'm not going to bother to recap the last couple of weeks. I've taken a little bit of a hiatus, as the Grand Dark Conspiracy also took a short hiatus. Although the top two stories really of the last couple of weeks were the passing of Sylvia Brown and the now infamous plantation fire near New Orleans. And before we get into the top 10, I'm going to take a quick peek at a couple of stories that just fell short. One of which was the War of the Worlds in Florence, Alabama. A story that came out in September featured a Florence, Alabama radio station that was catching heat for a spoof they created on the H.G. Wells War of the Worlds program, where a simulation of an alien invasion was heard that was supposedly live. Well, the whole skit was pretty comedic, and it was pretty obvious to anybody who was actually listening to the station. But the problem was with Facebook and other pieces of social media, where people began to get the wrong idea and allowed panic to set in. Another story that didn't quite make it was the Miyaka Bigfoot sighting and subsequent conspiracy. There was some interesting footage from Miyaka, Florida, that showed to what was thought to be a Bigfoot or skunk ape walking through tall grass. The man who filmed it was supposedly driving with his son, and they noticed a figure in the grass. Well, they say that the Bigfoot was apparently hunting deer, which could be seen by bystanders. Well, in no time, numerous other vehicles pulled off the road and witnessed the scene. But so far, all we have is one iPhone without Zoom video. And the deer at the scene seemed to stand up and then lay down, which is not really behavior of deer that's being stalked by a 7-foot-tall stinky creature. Well, later on, it was reported that tracks had been discovered, as well as a supposed blind, where the skunk ape could spy on animals that were using a local watering area. And the big deal of the story was Tim Fasano and Stacy Brown Jr., who were investigating the area and were asked to leave by sundown. And when they didn't, they were given tickets by park rangers. This had prompted the Bigfoot community to assume there was a government-controlled conspiracy underway. Well, also a complete ignorance of the fact that most places you have to get out of there before sundown, or you will receive a ticket. Probably why this story didn't make the top 10. And with that, we're going to start the top 10 paranormal news stories of 2013, taking a look at number 10. The number 10 paranormal news story of 2013 is Park Rangers Spot Dreadlock Pygmies. Park rangers at an Indonesian national park claim there are 20-inch tall dreadlock pygmies running around the park. Rangers actually spotted the pygmies on March 17th and then again on March 20th and watched as they ran and hid behind trees. They are now attempting to capture the pygmies, well, at least on film. These pygmies are known in cryptozoology as Orang Pendek. The theory that pygmies live in the area has actually been substantiated by science. In 2003, the bones of a female skull, a third the size of a normal human skull, was found on the island of Flores in Indonesia. The bones, which were dated to be 18,000 years old, were not the only remains found, but were only one of 9 very small human bodies that were eventually excavated. Why it's in the top 10? While there have been no additional findings of this story, it does have the possibility of becoming an important discovery if it is in fact true. The basis of historical findings of bones discovered adds relevance to this story, and time will tell if this is an ancient human running through the woods or some other new discovery. The number 9 paranormal news story of 2013, mass UFO sightings over Detroit. Dozens of reports flooded into various television stations surrounding a triangular-shaped UFO that was seen back on January 10th. Other recent reports in Indianapolis and Miami showed a similar pattern in the sky. A MUFON representative appeared on the local Fox TV station and stated the explanation could be military or other as-of-yet unreported aircraft. So far, no explanation has been found about this mass sighting. Similar sightings were also reported miles away in northern Indiana, describing the same lights. Why it's in the top 10? Dozens of people actually saw something in the sky, in addition to a few who filmed it. This wasn't grainy iPhone footage put up on YouTube with only one witness. Despite many different people and agencies looking into the sighting, nothing has come close to explaining the story. While there were many other mass UFO sightings, this one is unique due to the sighting area and lack of an explanation. Why is it only number 9? Well, no further sightings and no evidence to tie it to anything beyond our world. Stay tuned next week for number 8 and number 7 of the top 10 paranormal news stories of 2013. And I have updated the events list at paranewsinsider.com for upcoming conventions for 2014. So be sure to check it out again at paranewsinsider.com and click on the events tab at the top. And if you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, as well as have it appear on the website, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com on Facebook and live every Monday and Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you in the chat room, and I'll see you next week. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.